It is the 21st of June in the year 2022. Hello, this is PJ. I've been off for a couple of weeks because really I haven't had too much to say. But I got some news today. I self-tested myself for COVID and I tested positive. So I'll be locked. Walking Harcourt out in front of the house, and I said, well, Harcourt, check it out. Since I've had all of my shots and my boosters, and it was, I guess, starting this last Friday, I was feeling, weird, out of whack. You know, like, this isn't me. I tire out quick. I can breathe, a little bit of nose running and things like that. But I usually get colds when the summertime comes in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow the rules. Just stay away from as many people. Eric Reed was in town today, and I was going to go and hear him this Friday and Inglewood play. Somebody had purchased a ticket for me, and I had to call and cancel out. And I'm kind of glad, because I had nothing to speak with you about. But I was really thinking out loud to myself, and I said, now, come on, John. We can do better than that. There's a lot of things that you can share with your listening audience. And the first thing is the love that God has put in your heart for your friends and your families, your acquaintances, for the human beings that you've learned to love, continue to love them. Even if you find yourself disagreeing with them, get out of the mode of combat. Get into the free will giving and receiving mode of sharing human compassion. Now, that's been my line of argument here on my website for years. You know that. Because you know me, I'm never going to change. I'm going to remain that unmovable person when it comes to love. And, you know, I'm thinking about it since the little test kit told me that I have COVID. So I guess that's reason enough. I'm going to have to let my doctor know that I tested positive. So if they give me, they want to clear me up before they do this heart pump surgery thing that they have to do to me. But I just want to take some time to say to you, my friends, that it is good that I have this website up. And it is good that I don't turn on the big mic to have anything to say if I don't have anything pertinent to say. And to tell you the truth, I haven't had anything in the past few days. I've been watching the January 6th investigation trials, and if there ever was a man that needed to really check himself, that would be Donald Trump. And that has nothing to do with whether you are loyal to the Democrats or the Republicans, but anyone that thinks that they can abridge the Constitution. I've been hearing testimony, and especially today, from conservative Republicans that have been shamed right up front by other Republicans because they would not bail out Donald Trump. I was watching the investigation while they were saying, they were telling, giving the evidence what Pence went through. And that had to be horrible. You know, when you're working in D.C. and you're working for the right, even if you are an African American, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. I'm not going to say, well, if you're black, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it matters. It matters. shameful. I just think some of the things that I've been hearing and these things were shameful. And I don't know. I went to Amazon Prime earlier today. It's around 4:30 now in the afternoon on this, what is it, Tuesday, right? Yeah, I think it's Tuesday. And I'm telling you, it has just been crazy what I'm hearing in these hearings about what people will do to try to upstage the Constitution. And what I love about the hearings is that it shows why our, and I have to change my tune on this a little bit, our democracy works. See, I'm not a big fan of Democrats, nor of Republicans, because Republicans remind me of people that, well, I wouldn't say all Republicans, but constitutionally speaking, they're very conservative. And I grew up like that. I grew up in a liberal family, in a liberal community, and all of that. But I adapted the very critical conservative idealism in my becoming an adult. I've lived like that. That's why I've always gotten along with very conservative people, because I believe that if you do the crime, you should do the time. It doesn't make me any difference what color you are. I don't believe in giving people a break because they're black. I don't look back on my ancestry and try to claim foul because I was born in the black nation. No, I think that if we're born in an environment, hear me out. If we're born in an environment of rules, rules of fair play, then we have to abide by it. And I'll say this to the Donald Trumps of the world, even if you lose a national election. I love that. I don't know these people's names. I'm not trying to remember them. But it just rings loud and clear there in my mind when that guy that was in charge of the voting counts in Arizona spoke today and talked about how he took an oath to tell the truth and that no one can make him go back on that oath. And then he also alluded to his faith. And that's very important, because when you allude to your faith, that is what carries you through the rest of your life, what you believe in. I don't believe in treating anyone as a miscarriage. Excuse me if I interrupt with these loud coughs, but that's a part of the COVID thing. And I'm drinking fresh water, staying hydrated. Oh. Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about me, how I feel. Just off, you know when you're right on, and you know, I was going to make a webcast and say, see, I never should have had my first shot, because if I hadn't have taken the first shot, I wouldn't be feeling like this. I'd probably be dead, because when this thing hit, and you know, the aches, just, lightweight aches are starting that I never had. And I had both of my boosters. Yeah. I had them. And here I am setting up here with COVID. So the vaccinations didn't stop me from getting it. I don't know what this is that is traveling all around the world, killing these folk and things like that. I'll tell you this. This thing could possibly grow and kill you. It could. Just right up front. So I want to implore those of you that haven't been vaccinated to go get the shot. I mean, really, because this stuff is real. Wait a minute, somebody got on the neighborhood alert here, a missing dog reward for $1,000. They want to pay $1,000. Somebody lost their dog down on Harvard and 71st Street. It looked just like sugar. I know they want that dog back. Down on Florence, Harvard and 71st or Florence and Western. $1,000 reward they are given to give their dog back. Wow. I don't know whether I would give $1,000 to get Harcourt back. He ran out the house. It was Sunday. A couple of friends came by. That's when I was really stricken with, you know, they said, come on, John, you spend too much time in the house. And I was saying, no, guys, No, I don't feel like it. Oh, come on. You're all stiff and everything. You need to exercise. They didn't understand it there. I was feeling it then. I said, I don't know what this is. But I went out, went to the beach. Dockwalla Beach. Went there. They had to help walk me through the sand. I said, man, it's difficult for me to even walk in this sand. And I got out to the place where we wanted to lay our blanket down, spread the blanket. I just fell back on that thing and whoosh, all of it out of energy. And then walking back to get to the car, they had to help me walk back. I couldn't do it on my own. I have never felt like that in my entire life. I'm 78. If you know me, you know I'm always a get-up-and-go kind of a guy. Well, this COVID or whatever it is will knock the pizzazz out of you. Yeah, that's what it did. So I'm just going to recuperate. I wanted to take a few minutes and share it with you that I'm fine. But it's just that there's, you know, I think I've said enough on my website. As long as I get this $80 a month, I'll keep it going because I love talking to you from time to time. But I don't have too much to say these days. I see the world. Let me put it to you this way. I don't see my world like I used to see my world with the Christian tinted lens that I used to look through to objectify myself. Because since I've been retired, 2016, and moved up to this point, I've done a lot of personal, deep soul-searching, heart-rendering research on all religions. And I understand the purpose of it. And I know that America, believe it or not, she is a very religious people. Our religion here is Christianity. And there's a lot of fringe groups that jump on this thing and try to claim it as their own and starts claiming unthinkable things amongst the people that claim to be Christians. I kind of like the stance that African Americans are taking now, especially the nonviolent ones, but the determinant stance. That's what I like to call it, a stance that has them stand in a permanent position of defiance. We will not be taken through that. The old Jim Crow things that didn't bother me before annoys the hell out of me, because no one in this country, regardless whether they have money or don't have money, should feel more highly favored than anyone else. Now, see what COVID has done? I've been talking 16 minutes, and COVID has me talking lower and shorter because I have to rest my body. I want you to know that as far as I'm concerned, I'm feeling fine. I just have to get my rest. I love you guys out there. I miss talking with you an hour at a time. COVID then hit me. And if it's knocking me down to less than 20 minutes on a webcast, you know PJ isn't feeling on his P's and Q's. If you believe in prayer, pray for me. I appreciate that. I really do. I pray for you. If you think I'm doing something good for people to hear, pray for me, that God will give me more strength. But right now, God is telling me in my mind, go on back in there in the living room. You got that new TV screen because my old one burned out. I got a 65-inch now. Now when I watch Ben-Hur and the Chariot Race, oh, boy. As a matter of fact, I think I may put the movie in. I love that movie so much. Just to watch the Chariot Race is enough. That would make my day and turn up my sound and then take a nap. Hey, guys and gals, I love you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern. And yes, hold to the faith that was once delivered into the saints. A faith that loves everybody. A faith that doesn't judge people by what they do, but a faith that understands why a person does what they do. I know a lot of my, you see, I can't stop. I'm still talking. See, a lot of the people that knew me prior to my retiring and all that, they have these expectations of PJ. Nah. PJ will always live for PJ. My wife is transitioned. My daughters are doing well in their lives. My grandchildren are living their lives. I got new friends, buddies of mine that come by. We hang out. We have a ball. I'm not trying to renew friendships that should have ended when they did. Isn't it great that a person can say something like that? You know, when a friendship comes to an end, let it go. It's run its full time. It's run its full course. But I'm grateful to you and grateful to God and thankful to God. I got to say it. Thankful to my daughters that they told me to start getting the vac, you know. Go ahead and get vaccinated, Daddy, because it may jump on you. Oh, girl, and I don't even know where I got this from. I don't know. Maybe somebody was carrying it. I don't know. I was looking at TV one day, and the window was open because, you know, it's been warming up here in the Southern California area. And it was a breeze blowing, and it was something in the air, and I started coughing, and I said, what is that? I said it because there were some people here with me. And they said, what? I said, you didn't feel that? It blew in the window and I breathed in and up, could barely get my breath. I believe these people done put something in the air. I do. This mess is airborne. And, you know, I hope that my heart surgery will suffice. Because you just don't know these days. You just don't know. But I do know. Okay, it's been 20 minutes. So I'll stop right here because I want to put this up on the website and say howdy to all my friends. I think I'll just call it howdy.